Marketing Your Private Practice is a podcast where you'll learn easy to implement tips and strategies to grow your business without spending all day online. I'm your host, Kathy Koliakovo, and I teach practitioners the Thrive Marketing Method to create simple and streamlined plans by focusing on long-term strategies, not just social media. Discover ways to spend less time on your marketing, attract more clients, and build the financial freedom that comes with a thriving practice. One where you have time left in your day for the people and things that matter to you. Hey, Private Practice Heroes. It's Kathy Koliakovo with the Marketing Your Private Practice podcast. And today we're doing one of our free marketing reviews with Dr. Joyce Haraj Ardura. Did I say that right, Joyce?
You got it.
Okay, awesome. I was practicing and I'm cognizant of that, having a funky last name myself. I find though, before we jump into this, do you find as a business owner, it's kind of fun having a different last name?
Yeah, it is. And to be honest with you, because I added my husband's last name to mine not that long ago, I'm still getting used to it myself.
That's awesome. I just find it's an icebreaker a lot of times. Like it will get people talking to you because they have to struggle sometimes to say it. And I kind of like having an automatic icebreaker.
There you go. That's a nice way to look at it.
Yeah. So Joyce is the founder of the Nutrition Counseling Academy, and she's a nutrition counseling coach. And she has a passion for empowering fellow dietitians and nutrition professionals to enhance their coaching and counseling skills, equipping them to better support and retain their clients while promoting lasting behavior changes. And Joyce lives in New Hampshire, which is not too far from Nova Scotia when you think about it. I can drive there in 9 hours because my cousins live there and I do. And Joyce likes to balance her professional and entrepreneurial pursuits with her role as a dedicated mother of three. So welcome to the podcast, Joyce.
Thank you so much for having me, Kathy. I'm so excited.
Excellent. Now, before we dive into your marketing review, I do want to remind everyone listening that these reviews are free and open to anyone. They're a way to help business and practice owners focus on a roadblock that's holding you back with marketing and growing your business or your practice. And what you get from a session like this are some of the first steps to take to move forward and start seeing results that you've been looking for and searching for, helping you reach your goals. So that's what we're going to do with Joyce today, because she applied for one of our reviews asking if we could focus on a website review. Now, Joyce, the website you gave me isn't your actual full website. It's actually a website for a summit that you're having in May, and it's called the Empowered Summit, and it's spelled E-M-P-O-W-E-R-D, which is awesome. R-D as in Registered Dietitian Summit. And that's happening May 15th to 17th. So we got connected together from somebody, and when we were talking, kind of thought, you know, a marketing review would be good for you to help you do a little bit of optimization on the summit website to potentially help. Of course, I think your goal here is to get more people registering for the summit, correct?
That's
okay,
right.
Okay, awesome. So when you talked about it, you know, you said that you wanted to focus on that. But you weren't quite clear, like, what exactly is the problem you think you're having or the struggle that you're having with it? Like, do you have something specific that you feel we could focus on? Or is it more just what could I do to make it better?
Right. So the latter. And I'm wondering, like, is there like a wow factor when someone sees this page? Is there any way for them to know exactly what it is and for so that it's easier to understand,
right.
Really? So I'm trying to make it as easy as possible for a potential client to see through this website and not have to think too much about what it is, when it's happening, and all the details.
Perfect. Okay. So for those listening in, one of the things you always know when I do a website review, I'm probably sitting here looking at the website as we do this. So the website, we will put the links to the show notes for this episode. So wherever you're listening in, there will be links underneath where you can follow along on the website. But it's basically a landing page off Joyce's main website, which is nutritioncounselingacademy.com. Now, that's where I'm going to give you your first tip here, okay?
Okay.
You've been in business for a while. People know your website. They know you have the website. And I always preface this by saying I could be missing it because, you know, my little ADHD brain will walk around here and go through it. But if I go to your main website, I don't see any message about this summit that you're hosting. Am I missing something?
No, you're right. I have not added it there.
So when you do a summit or an event or any event that anybody would do like this, one of the things that you definitely want to do while you're in your promotion time and registration time for the event is make sure that somewhere, somehow, people know you have it happening. So one of the best ways to do it, and not every website can do this, is to have like a sticky bar announcement up at the top. That would be ideal. You definitely, if you can't do that, the other biggest way, one of the top ways, is to put a menu item in the navigation menu up at the top that just says, you know, Summit May 15-17. Keep it simple. And then the other thing, of course, is as they scroll down the page, at the best place that you can stick in a sticky bar or an announcement or a button about it, that's where you want to put it in. And that can be a challenge on a homepage of a regular website. That's why the sticky, you know, a bar up at the top or an announcement is so awesome, because then it's just there and people can see it. If you can't manage that, because not every website can do that, then trying to find a spot where you're not breaking up the typical flow for people coming to the homepage is important. So for you, do you know, can you put a sticky bar in?
I believe I can put an announcement or something column that goes through the whole
perfect
page right underneath the navigation.
Okay, so that's what I would do if that's what you can do then. Because that would stay there up at the top on the homepage. So if people do come to it, because you obviously are getting traffic there already, you've been in business, you want to make sure there's a way for them to find it there too. Okay, that's going to be your tip Sounds good. Number one. And it doesn't have to do with the actual summit page. So off your main website, we'll have the summit page, and that's what we're going to focus on. But before we jump into that, one thing that I always start these reviews off with, because it's really critical to your marketing, to building your practice, to building your business, in this case, to getting registrations for your summit, is I want to know a little bit more about, typically I'll ask about the services or products or programs you want to market, but in this case, it's the actual summit. And what I'm looking to find out is who's the ideal client for your summit and what is your service? So in this case, your summit, how is that going to help them? What kind of problem is that going to help them solve when they come to the event and attend the 3 days of training?
Okay, that's a great question, Kathy. And I'm going to take some information based on last year's summit. So because this is a relatively more accessible service or product, I saw dietitians joining from all sorts of experience. So I saw newer dietitians who were trying to figure out how they can improve their counseling, to really dietitians who have been in the field for 20 plus years who really wanted to hone in on maybe trauma-informed or more specific areas of nutrition counseling that they had heard about, but they didn't necessarily get any training on. So this was a way for them to hear different voices, different approaches, all in one or two days. In this case, it's a 3-day event.
Okay, perfect. And so for them, they're looking to get that information. What's that going to do for them?
So the idea is for them to be able to take this information, and if they're able to attend live, to also be able to ask questions about how they're able to implement this based on their own circumstances. The summit itself is meant to be an experiential opportunity, because each session is going to be not only engaging, interactive, but I'm really encouraging the speakers to have case studies, to have discussions, to have a way for the audience to be involved so that that enhances their own learning opportunities.
Okay, we're going to keep going here because I still haven't got it. So I'm a dietitian. I come, I take part, and I've enhanced my learning and my knowledge. What am I going to do with that?
So you're going to be able to try that out in session. And once you're trying it out in session, you can realize a few things. One, okay, this maybe is not as easy as I expected. Or it could be, okay, that wasn't too bad. I'm getting some good feedback. Or it could be the sense of, okay, this is a good starting point. Where do I get more? How do I get additional training or mentorship or supervision or all of the above so that I can feel more confident because I know that this is going to help my clients in session?
Okay. So it's going to help their clients. They're going to give them better service, better counseling. And in the end, what does that do?
So it's twofold. On the dietitian's end, increased confidence, more fulfillment with the work that they're doing with their profession. On the client's end, it's going to lead to them feeling more supported, them feeling possibly more empowered, right? Increased self-efficacy, self-confidence in their ability to make the changes that they're working with the dietitian to make. Ultimately, if this is a dietitian who is in private practice, it can lead to increased client retention, increased profitability, because you know that as a private practice practitioner, your business is only as good as your client retention. In this case, your business is as good as your counseling skills, is what I like to say.
Okay. So that's more where I want to go. When we look at, you know, the reason someone would be making that decision, they're going to click and buy and register and go to this summit. Yes, they're looking for the learning, the added education information, but usually there's a deeper reason why they're looking for that. And that's where they think about their problem more. Not many are going to go looking for learning opportunities, professional development opportunities like what you're offering, because I think you have potential CPEUs on this too.
Yes, right. Nine CEUs.
Right. So part of it is people are going to be looking for professional development where they can get their training credits. But not many of them are going to go out searching or thinking or making a decision on it necessarily on that. That's going to be a piece of it. But when you look at their real incentive for coming to this, a lot of them are looking to improve their counseling skills so they can build their confidence, so that they can help their clients on a deeper level, which gives them happier clients, which if they are in private practice, can typically mean they'll get more referrals, they'll talk about them, the clients are happier. That's always just that happy, you know, client referral retention thing that happens. So when you look at, you know, what's their problem and what can this summit solve, you're really helping them. It's a place where dietitians can get very experiential learning and engaged learning opportunities direct from the people with the opportunities to ask questions and engage. And all of that's going to help them build their skills, their confidence level, and deliver better service to the client. So they're looking at it a way, if you think of it as, you know, and it's hard sometimes to put these into, you know, one sentence or one reason, but for one reason or another, they want to be better at their counseling, at what they do to help their clients on a deeper level, which if they work for a corporation, it's not really going to go much farther than that for those kinds of dietitians. But if they are in private practice, it can be a game changer for the practice in that, you know, they get to be known as the person that really helped me with, you know, this issue, this problem that I have. And you have to see them if you have that same problem. And they get that, you know, mindset from the clients of everybody now needs to see this person. So there are ultimate things there. And a summit is a little bit different than if you were selling your, you know, your training programs or anything like that. But the goal when you look at this is how can you word your marketing so that it speaks to what they're ultimately thinking about as the problem they have and what they'll get from the summit when they attend it. Okay. Does that make sense?
Yeah, okay. That makes sense.
So I'm going to take a peek and just sort of lay out for everybody listening what's on the summit page right now. So that's going to be on the nutritioncounselingacademy.com/empowered2024. And it's empowered just with an RD at the end, not R-E-D. So on this page, you've got your logo up at the top. You've got a video about the, you know, a video where you talk about who's going to be there and it can play and give that information. You also have a headline up at the top and it says, discover powerful strategies to elevate your practice and empower yourself and your clients. So that kind of speaks to that problem that we were talking about. I'm always looking for a headline like that on a website page that really is a way to try and let people know and see that, you know, this page might be for me and I'm, you know, it could help me do whatever it is. Now, the only question I have, it does have Nutrition Counseling Academy, your logo there. So you're kind of assuming in this that they're going to be some sort of person that offers nutrition counseling services. So if there was a way to, and you've got it on one nice line that's there, but the one thing that I'm not seeing here, is this specifically for dietitians? Are there other people that would take it? Or is it really a dietitian focused ideal client?
So even though it is a dietitian focused, I believe I have nutrition professionals somewhere else, so that certified nutrition specialist could also join. At the bottom in the FAQ, there was a question, do I have to be a dietitian to join? And it says, no, anyone is welcome.
Perfect. Okay. So that's just something to think about in there. So when we keep on going, so we've got your video that people can click and play on the page, or they can click and go to YouTube. Then you've got a registration button. You've got a countdown of how many days till it starts. And then you've got a large image that has a list of the names and images of the speakers and their topics. So I think those are the titles of their talks, correct? Okay.
That's right.
And then you've got another button at the bottom. And all these register buttons are great. And they take someone right to the spot where they can decide, are they buying the regular or the VIP option that you have? So underneath the image, then you've got the words, are you ready to take your nutrition counseling and coaching skills to the next level? You've kind of got like an image of the conference and the speakers again there, and sort of what I would call the logo for the conference there, which is good. And then you have, by the end of the summit, you'll have learned to, and then you've got a list of sort of benefits and things they're going to learn. Another register button, the logo for the speakers, or for the summit. And then you've got a list of the speakers with their images, their titles, and their bios. And some of them have links to their website. So you've got all of that. And then down underneath there, you've got your information. And then you have a register button again. And you kind of have some highlights of things they'll learn, you know, highlights of engaging interactive sessions, actionable insights, takeaways, continuing ed, all of that kind of thing, prizes. Then you have the event schedule. You've got the summit schedule, so then people can, when they click that, it kind of opens up with the dates and the times for all of the sessions. And then underneath there, you've got the ticket options. So something to understand for everybody listening, and you as well, Joyce, and I think you know this because you probably built the page, is on the ticket options, that's where anywhere somebody clicks register, it jumps them down on the page to there. And so they can see the general admission for $197 or the VIP upgrade, and you kind of have the difference between those. You have a mention of the coupon code because you have an early bird special through April 20th. And then underneath you have kind of an image of the coupon code again. You mention that you do offer equity or special pricing for folks, as well as someone that might have a group practice that wants to send their group of or their group or their team there. And then you have your FAQs and a final register. So that's kind of an outline of the webpage. When I'm looking to make sure that the message that we want to come across on a webpage, so your message is essentially here, if you're in this category of people and you want to learn this, register for this summit. It's a 3-day event. You're going to get some continuing ed credits. You're going to learn all sorts of different things and, you know, take, you know, empower yourself, your clients, and have that benefit that we're looking at here. So the thing when I'm looking at messages like this, I'm always typically looking for some specific areas, okay? The number one role of any web page and even a special landing page for an event like this is it should do 5 things, okay? It should let people know. And you need to let them know too, who is your ideal client or audience, okay? You want to make sure that you're speaking about the problem that they might have and what your solution does for them, and you introduce your solution. And in this case, the solution is the 3-day event, okay? And then you let them know how you deliver the solution and how they can get started. That's basically the job of any website page. that you have, especially when you have one that is a sales page specifically. So when you're looking at this, there are different elements that I'm always looking for to make sure we've got that flow of information and that it's speaking to people in the right way. Because as we all remember, there is a very, very limited time when somebody hits your website that you have to speak to them about and keep them on the website and not lose them and have them, you know, jump off and go elsewhere. So it's critical that a lot of your messages come up really at the top here. So I'm always looking for headline, which you do have now. And a headline is basically something that gives them some vision that they can recognize, you know, where they're at now, what their problem is, and ultimately what they're looking for. And I think you do that with what you have in that headline. Then you're also looking up at the top on a page like this for specific and special highlighted things that are important. The dates and your early bird coupon. So in your case here, your early bird coupon is really down at the bottom of the page. So the way that we talked earlier about having on your main homepage, having a highlight of the conference, of the summit, you need to do the same thing up at the top here with the early bird. Because the early bird could be catching the sale here, okay? But you don't bring it into play until way down. And either if they hit a register button or if they scroll down to the bottom. So I would always be highlighting something like that up at the top because it's very important. It could be a deciding factor. They could come to the page and, you know, not really know. But if they see, oh, there's an early bird and I could save money, that might entice people to keep looking before jumping away.
I like that. That's okay. Genius.
You know, it sounds genius to me, but sounds normal to me, right? So that's a key thing. And so making sure as well, like you don't need the, you have a countdown timer. You don't have the date up there. You have spring 24 in the image that shows, but you do have the date on the big image that you have with the listing of all of the speakers. So you kind of cover it through that. You don't need the date up there highlighted, but I would 100% consider a bar like we talked about for the other website and put that up there. Okay. The other thing that you want to do as you move things down, you want to make sure that you're talking about, you know, their problem, what it could be costing them, emphasizing potential mistakes people make trying to solve the problem. So in your case, when we think about dietitians looking for more in-depth training so they can help their clients, little different. It's really about, I think, potentially some of your people would be, they're not sure necessarily if they have the best counseling skills, if they could improve it. They wonder sometimes if they're not as strong as they could be with clients. And so what you offer in this summit sounds to me like would be the kinds of skills that take that to a deeper level. You don't really talk about that at the top because you do talk about it in the video. Your video is almost 4 minutes long, and it's the thing up at the top of your page. So it's taking up a lot of space there. Videos are not always the thing people look at because they have to take their time to get the information that you have in the video. So your video, the way you have it set up and it doesn't have captions on it, okay, is something that's actually not necessarily helping you sell that summit at this point. And, you know, there's been a small amount of views that you can see on here. Now, I'm not sure if the YouTube views will show how many views you're getting on the actual website, but with videos, you just 100% have to remember, people are not necessarily going to hit those and click on them. So they're not always your best selling point of getting the message across up at the top of the page. Okay. Especially I'm just seeing now too, if I click on it somewhere and I stop, then it pops up like 5 or 6 more videos I could click on. So it could totally take people to a different place and they're not going to get your message at all. I would 100%, you can leave it there, but I would definitely move it down on the page. Okay.
Okay.
What you want to have up at the top is that, you know, your focus on you know, if you're looking to do this because you want to have this kind of practice or working with your clients, this 3-day summit is the best place. And you actually said, I'm looking at my notes here. You talked about how it's going to be an engaging session. You want to have it. The speakers are they live or are these recorded? They're live. That's huge. Live. Not everybody has live speakers on virtual summits anymore. Okay. So that's some of your uniqueness about this conference, but it's not really highlighted here up at the top. So, and they have the opportunity to ask questions of these speakers live. Like that is huge, right? So some of these things speak to the problem, the transformation you can offer if they come to the summit, but you're missing that message up at the top because you've kind of got it in the video, but very few people are going to look at that video. Whereas if you had a couple quick headlines or subheadlines there, that's going to speak to them more. They're going to understand more what happens if they keep scrolling down the page and learn more about the summit. And that's where you want to introduce the summit and, you know, explain to them it is a 3-day summit with live speakers and time to talk to people live, ask questions live, all of that. And I would have that even before you have the lineup. Okay. Because it's critical for them to understand you haven't really introduced what this summit is. You have in the video, but anything you've done in the video, you can assume people don't know. So the flow that you've got here of trying to give them that, you know, are you having this problem? There's a way you can get to this point. You know, there's a great summit that's got live speakers, time to talk to them, ask questions, not all recorded, like highlight stuff like that. You know, they can get the recordings, but you don't want that aspect coming into it. So that's a key part that you want to do. Then you want to, so that's kind of like you're going to introduce the summit and talk about it. And that's where you would share like the cover image of it, that type of thing. Then you want to let them know how they can get started. Underneath that, you can get the details, which will be at that point, the speakers' names, their topics. So you've got that kind of up at the top before you really explain some of the features of and the real reasons that people are going to want to come to this conference. So I would move that down a little bit as well. Okay.
Okay.
And then you can get into, you want at that point when you talk about it, you also want to have another note about the early bird. So even on the layout that you have now, when you scroll down and you have the, are you ready to take your counseling skills to the next level? You've brought up the summit again, but you still haven't talked about the early bird. Okay. So where you have that image, you'll want to have that too. And it may be something that you do register here with the early bird coupon before April 20th could be what that button says. And then you can just change it after that date. Okay.
Got it.
So those different aspects are key to making sure you catch the attention, give them the information that they need in short, quick pieces. Then underneath, you can go more into the details. You can go into the speakers' names. You can put your video down below there and have that other information, your FAQs that you have. All of that is stuff that you could have down there. But I would make sure that these other messages come up at the top first.
Yeah, it makes
okay?
sense.
So any questions on that?
No, everything's really incredible so far. All the feedback you've
okay.
given me.
Okay. So the other thing that I do want to point out, because this isn't something a lot of people think about. So you have all the bios of the speakers there listed, their photos, all of that. That's awesome. That's great. Your big image that you have with the speakers, you have like a short picture, a small picture of them, their name, and then their title. So you've done this in a long image. I assume you've probably gone into Canva or something and made like a big infographic or a large image. And that's what you've put in here, correct?
At yes. the top, yes.
Okay. So one thing to understand about using an image like that is you have absolutely lost all the SEO benefits of having the names and the words in the titles of these topics in your website as content. Okay?
Okay.
Now, putting them together, taking them out of an image means a little bit more work. It means you're probably going to have a bunch of rows that you would have their picture on the left, their title on the and their name and the title of their talk on the right. But it is something that can help you with SEO and help people if they're looking for information. One of the things that is in here is, you know, if somebody is looking for, you know, somebody specific, like I know a couple names of the people on here, like Alyssa Rumsey. So if somebody were searching for Alyssa Rumsey and looking to learn info about her, and you have the content on the page along with the speaker info that you have down below, just that content in there is keywords for you in this case. But when it's in that large image, it's not necessarily keyword helpful and SEO helpful. Now,
yeah, it makes sense.
A conference like this. Now, so here's the other thing about this. A conference like this, you're not looking for, you're mostly going to be marketing it and promoting it. People aren't just necessarily going to find it by chance. Okay. So that's something to keep in mind with this. But just think about that when you use these large images like that. The other thing is, and I didn't test this and I could go test it on, or you can afterwards, a large image like that, if you really haven't optimized it, could slow down the page load time because it's a huge image that you've got there and it could make things load very slowly for people. And that very act, sometimes if people can't get things to come up, and so your important content that's here is actually all in the big image. And if it doesn't load enough and they get frustrated, they'll walk away. And when I say walk away from a website, of course, I mean they're going to close the button and shut it off.
Right.
So that's something to think about as well.
Okay. And how can I test that?
There are some, like you could do a search for Google speed test or website speed test. I'm trying to think who I usually... Google has a good one. There's another one that I usually like to use. So Google has one and I will think about who that is because right off the top of my head, I can't remember and it's not coming up here. And it's not that you want to test your internet because a lot of times people will put that. It's you want to test your page speed
that you've got
on there. I think it might just be Page Speed Insights is what a thing that I look for. And all you do is put your web URL in there and it'll give you some good insight on what you might be finding or what they're finding and that would give you some of that information. Okay?
Okay, that's great.
It is really, I'm going to be honest, is really technical information and it may not be understandable without the help of a web developer or manager, but it is something that can give you some ideas as well. Okay? So those would be the big things. Like I think more with your site, the issues that I'm really seeing is you're counting a lot on that video selling for you. And not as many people will probably click it as you think. Okay?
Yeah, I agree with you.
And the other thing I do want to mention, a little bonus tip for you here. So we'll start off with, the best way for you, some of the action steps for you to take on this website is change the layout that you've got. Definitely move the video down lower on the page. Use some, you know, make sure that you're putting your early bird up at the top and you're highlighting it in a couple spots so that people see. That's an incentive to register, but you're hiding it at the bottom right now. Okay? So make sure you get that part into it and make sure that you have some content on there that is speaking to the people that would be visiting a site and encourage them to register because of what they're going to get out of it. Focus on, you know, you have a live summit where people can get that ability and they have the option to ask questions of the speakers. That doesn't happen all the time, not in this day and age. So that's a big deal, right? And then put all of that in there. Make sure at the very bottom, you still have the final register button, which I think you do. And then that might help people have a better flow and understand the benefits to them of coming in and registering for the conference. But up at the top, you've got that incentive thing with the early bird that's going to really hit home. But the other big bonus thing that I want to give you a tip on is the actual YouTube video itself. So people do exactly what you've done all the time with videos like this. You make the video, you can't upload it on your website because it's going to be too big on the website. So what they do is exactly what you did. They go in and they upload it to YouTube so they have a place where they can then grab the embed code and put it on the website, which makes it easy to do. But anytime you put a video like the one you have on here, which is essentially a sales or promotion video for your conference, you've got the information there. You've put it on YouTube, which is the number two search engine in the world. But the only description that you've got on it is Nutrition Counseling Academy Second Virtual Summit, May 15th, and then some hashtags. You've absolutely missed, and this is very common, the ability to put any details about the conference, a link to the conference page, a way for people to easily register for it, any questions that they have, like some of the highlights that we just talked about on the website page, you want to put on that description as well. Okay? Because people may find it. They may show up there. And if they show up, they've probably gotten to it because they're looking for a keyword. They use something. They could be somebody that would be a great fit for the summit, but they'd have to either walk through the video or wait to go through it. They could kind of show the transcript because YouTube does that now. So you've got the transcript that will come up on the side and they can scroll through it. But in your transcript, because I took a peek quickly, there's no mention of the URL where they can get to the conference. So you have this here and you actually have no way for people to easily click a button and get to the summit page. So that's a page on the description. You use every keyword you can. I think you get 5,000 characters here. You should have a list of the speakers. You should have information about the conference, where they can sign up, the early bird, all of that. Okay. The other thing that you could optimize on this, it's a challenge for you now because you've kind of already gone past this. The title on your YouTube video is Empowered Spring 2024 Overview. Those are not keywords for anybody to find you at all, right? You would want to change those words to Empowered RD Nutrition Counseling Academy's Virtual Summit for Dietitians. If that was the title, then you've got a really keyword-rich title on YouTube, and that can help people come into that as well. I can hear you typing away there, so you're fixing things as we talk, right?
The title, yeah.
So I do have, I think way back, I do have a blog about optimizing videos before you put them on YouTube, because doing what you just did now, changing the title, isn't always going to be the. It's great. But there's things you can do before you upload the video. So I will put a link to that old blog of mine to give you some reference. Well, I'll send it to you, Joyce, after we're done here. But I'll put it in the show notes for everybody as well. But that's it.
Okay, that sounds great because I've been looking for ways to enhance the use of my videos on YouTube.
Exactly. And my rule of thumb is don't upload a video to YouTube that anybody could find and see for any reason without optimizing the title, without optimizing the description and giving them links to where to get more information. Okay?
Okay.
So that would be my kind of bonus tip for you at the end.
Thank you. That's amazing.
All right. So that's what I have for you for some of those steps to go through. Any final questions from you on any of the advice?
No. So just to recap, I'll be adding an early bird bar at the top, or just make it more visible, add it in more than one place because it can be a deciding factor for individuals. Make sure I'm lowering that video because it's not making, it's taking up valuable space and it's not really doing what I hope it was going to be doing. I'll be adding more of those features at the top. So this is for you if you're looking for X, Y, or C, this is where you're going to find it. Highlight the fact that it's live Q&A. And also, let me see. I think those are the key ones.
Yep.
Just change the layout.
Yeah.
Yeah. That sounds very doable. And I think it's really going to make a difference.
Okay. Awesome. And don't forget in the words at the top, don't just talk about it, you know, this is for you if blah, blah, blah. Make sure you give them what it will help them do. Build your confidence with your skills. You know, help your clients on a deeper level. For those of you in private practice, you know, you could be building your reputation as being that dietitian that is so awesome to work with. So make sure you speak to some of that in transformation as well. Okay?
Okay. That sounds great.
Awesome. So
thank you so much, Kathy.
Oh, you're welcome. And I do want to thank you for popping in for this free marketing review. Anybody can get one of these reviews. You just visit pepperatmarketing.com/review. enter your information, tell me what your marketing problem or roadblock is, and we'll get you booked in and do exactly what we've done here with Joyce. And I will put a link to that in the show notes as well. And I was thinking too, because Joyce, we were talking about this. So this episode is going to come out, I think, probably when your early bird has just ended. So if I was you, and you were having this opportunity to get in front of an audience like mine that might be filled with some of your ideal clients, I'd probably do, if it was me, an extra bonus of some sort that maybe nobody else knows about.
A special secret bonus.
A special secret bonus. So, you know, we're looking at the calendar here. Your conference is what, May 15th to 17th. This is probably going to go on my podcast, I think on April 23rd or somewhere in that week, around that time. So it's a couple weeks away from your conference. So if I was, you know, your paid marketing coach, well, I'm your free marketing coach today. I'm going to tell you, I would probably do something like put a special coupon code out there for anybody listening and hearing this today and give them a deadline on it. You know, April 23rd is close to the 1st of May. I love May Day because, the 1st of May, because May Day, I always think of May Day, not like May Day, May Day, I'm in trouble, but it was a celebration. It was a British kind of tradition that we did in our schools in Canada. So if it was me advising you, I might say, you know, no pressure at all, but I'm sure the listeners here would think it would be pretty cool if they could get an extra bonus that would be out there past the early bird deadline.
Absolutely. Let's come up with a coupon code, Mayday.
Mayday is a good one.
For anyone who wants to go ahead and get a special discount once they hear this episode, and let's put a deadline to it. So why don't we choose
May 1st? Mayday. I would do that. That's what I would tell you to do. So, and that's because anytime somebody gets on a podcast or something like this and gets a media opportunity, extra marketing publicity, you always want to try and do some sort of call to action. So I think that would be awesome. So with the Mayday coupon, what are you going to give them off for that?
So this will be an extension of the early bird for those who missed it. So this would be a good opportunity to get $50 off either the general admission or the VIP.
Excellent. Okay, perfect. All right. Okay, well, that is it for today. So Joyce, I do want to say thanks again, but can you just remind everybody here how they can connect with you online, especially if they want to use this brand new Mayday coupon to get in for another $50 off for your summit?
Absolutely. Thank you for the opportunity, Kathy. So you can find the information for the summit, and this will be linked on the notes here, nutritioncounselingacademy.com and then /empowered, EMPOWERD 2024. My main website is nutritioncounselingacademy.com. You can also follow me on Instagram at nutrition.counseling.academy. And I also have a Facebook community, which is the Nutrition Counseling and Coaching Community for Dietitians. So you can search for that and you can find me on Facebook. And I do provide lots of free trainings. And I do have a YouTube channel, which I'm not sure about the SEO for this one, Kathy.
You've got your name as it. So it's okay to do that. Like, I mean, your name is a keyword. So that's good. It's just complicated to remember. But most people aren't going to remember it. They're going to, you're going to give them a link. And that's what we'll do. We'll put a link to all of those in the show notes too. No.
Wonderful. Yeah. Thank
awesome. You. Okay. All right, everybody. Well, that wraps up another free marketing review here. And this is Kathy Koliakobo saying thanks for listening in. And remember, to thrive in practice will mean making sure your website, whether it's your homepage, whether it's for a special summit like Joyce has, doesn't matter what it's for, you want to clearly identify those five critical things for any visitor so they know exactly how you can help and how they can get started. I'll see you next time. You can find all of our show notes and resources mentioned at marketingyourprivatepractice.com. Be sure to connect with me on Instagram at pepperitmarketing and say hi. I'd love to hear any feedback you have, and make sure to rate and review the podcast and hit subscribe on your favorite player so you don't miss any future episodes.